We pray the Spirit of God to be upon your heart and upon your life. Amen. Let's take this word and make our declaration before him. Lift up that word. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 3, please. Proverbs chapter 3. There was a song I heard the other day. Called The Lighthouse. I don't know if you've heard it. It's an old song that was written in the early 1970s, I think I read. Written by Ronnie Henson. The Lighthouse. Talking about the lighthouse. Jesus being the lighthouse, people. No other lighthouse. And they were interviewing him, and I just happened to see just a little clip weeks ago. And then for some reason, the last 4, 5, 6 days, just been singing it. You know, just in my heart and in my spirit, that Jesus is the lighthouse. He is my lighthouse. There's no one else I can turn to except to him. He was saying, and it was interesting, I said, I didn't realize this, and I only saw a little bit of it. The interview was that, you know, him and his family, you know, were trying to, they sang all kind of gospel songs, and he was talking about how, you know, they said, look, we need a song. And they all kind of said, yeah, you know, and whatever. And so he stopped in the middle of them trying to record songs, and he said, I'll be back in a few minutes. And he said, I just, in my spirit, I knew I had to go somewhere. And he left them, and he went to the restroom, the bathroom, just to be in a solitude place by himself. And as he's there, just saying, Lord, I don't know. There's something, Father. You see, God wants to speak. God wants to speak to us. And sometimes it just, you know, sometimes, you know, and we've all been there where God speaks to us when we're silent. God could speak to us while we're in church. God just could speak anywhere as he wants to speak. He's just looking for a vessel that will listen. Listen to him. And he said all of a sudden a song came to his mind and heart. And this is the song. And he took it and he took toilet paper because that's all he had and started writing on it trying to. And he got back. You know, he said, that's all I had, you know. So he got back and he's telling them about this. And they look at him and they take it and they crumple it up and throw it away. And he said, well, okay, you know, you kind of. And then they tried to practice other songs and it just wasn't going anywhere. And after a while, some of the people that were helping him said, let's get that toilet paper back out. And they went to the trash can and they tried to make it that they could see it. And all of a sudden, these are the words that were written. And I'm going to read it to you. It says, there's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead us home. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to him. Jesus is the lighthouse. And from the rocks of sin, he has shone a light around me that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be? It seems that everybody about us says, tear that old lighthouse down. The big ships just don't pass this way anymore. So there's no use in standing around. Then my mind goes back to that one dark, stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Yes, it was the light from that old lighthouse that stands there, up there on the hill. I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, He has shone the light around me that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be? Amen. Even through the stormy nights, and we've all had stormy nights, huh? Amen. If I went around and asked everybody, I bet you many of us have had sleepless nights at times, not knowing what to do, where to go, what to say, or what would happen the next day. Faced with turmoil, faced with a storm that is so wide and so big that we don't know what to do. Praise God for that. Because you know why we praise God? And we can praise God now for it. At the time, we kind of, but praise God for the storms, because it brings us to our knees. And in bringing us to our knees, it gets our eyes off of us, and it gets our eyes on the lighthouse, Jesus Christ. You see, that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to rely upon, the lighthouse constantly, to look to that light constantly. It's when we get off and we start looking to other things that we get in trouble. We can, you might say, well, what other things do we look at? Sometimes we look to people and we get in trouble. Sometimes we look to our spouses and we get in trouble. Sometimes we look to preachers and we get into trouble. But that doesn't mean we don't learn from them, but our constant light needs to come from Jesus Christ, and we need to keep our eyes focused continuously upon Him and Him alone and nothing else. Trusting in the one that saved our souls, and trusting in the one that will keep us saved before Him, and that will keep us humble before Him. Trusting in Him continuously, no matter what, no matter what's going on in our hearts and in our lives, that we trust Him no matter what. Trusting Him, trusting Him, trusting Him. It's easy to trust sometimes when everything goes okay, is going okay, huh? But it's hard sometimes to trust when things start to fall apart. You might say, well, why does it fall apart? Because God, remember, with Job, anything that comes against God's people has to go through the Father to get to us. Hallelujah, huh? Our God is in control. The lighthouse is in control of our hearts and in our lives. The government is not. Old Slewfoot is not. But our God is, and we can trust in Him no matter what. We can go to Him continuously. We can keep our eyes upon Him, knowing that God will solve those things that need to be solved. And hey, let's face it, we make a mess of things. We do. Say, oh me, oh my, oh whatever. We say things we shouldn't say. We do things we shouldn't do. We go to places we shouldn't go. But God, in His infinite mercy and grace, says, look what I can do. Look what I can do. God can change circumstances. God can, as we humble ourselves before Him, as we humble, you see, that's the deal. We got to humble ourselves before Him. We got to yield our knee before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we know them. Hey, they didn't know God would be in there with them or as the Son of Man. They just knew that they could not bow their knee to an idol. They could not bow their knee to anyone else except the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Such conviction. Such conviction. How we need the convicting power of the Holy Spirit to be shed abroad in the church today. in the body of Christ like never before, when everything is okay to do. No, it's not. No, it's not. That we have a firm foundation and a firm belief in what the Word says. And what the Word says is wrong, it's wrong. And what the Word says is right, it's right. Yes, amen. And they stood and didn't bow down.
Amen, amen.
Stand for truth. And it's not easy. That doesn't mean your knees won't shake. And that doesn't mean you won't be fret a little bit. But I tell you what, stand for what is right. And God will honor those things. God will honor when you stand for what is right. When it's right, it's right. When it's wrong, it's wrong. Can you imagine how they felt? And you know, this is how I know this, though. Whenever you and I go through things, the Spirit of Almighty God is with us.
Yes,
and there's something that He does in us. We might, you know, people can maybe can't see it on the outside, but a lot of stuff is happening on the inside. And you see, that's the true you and I. The true me is on the inside. That spirit man, the true you is that spirit man on the inside that God is working on and trying to change and make us into the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. And I know, you know, just as we go through things, that He helps us. There's something that happens on the inside of us. Praise be to our God. And I can understand. Hey, can you imagine when He said, turn up that furnace 10 times hotter. Turn it up. Take these three guys and throw them in there. Can you imagine? I'm sure they were scared, people. I mean, just... Can you imagine? I don't know how far they were, but whatever amount of feet they were, it doesn't matter. It gets scary.
Yes,
now, they knew they would die, they'd go to heaven.
Amen.
But that was no... But who wants to die before their time? I mean, no one. No one. You live life. And they took these three guys... And they threw them in there. It was so hot it killed the doorkeepers. But can you imagine? They must have heard a ruckus of something for them to go and look inside again. And they saw, they said, I see a fourth man in there. And it looks like the Son of Man. Oh, God, people. As you go on through life, the Son of Man sits closer than a The Son of Man. It might be financial problems, whatever. It could be the loss of someone, a child or a spouse, or it could be separations. It could be problems with children. It could be problems with churches. It could be problems with people. It could be whatever. It could be sicknesses. But I tell you what, we serve a God that said that He would be there no matter what. He was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, and God said He would be there with us no matter what. No matter what's going on, people, we trust our God. We trust our God. We trust our God. We trust Him no matter what. No matter what's going on. No matter what's going on in our government. No matter what's going on in our world, that we trust Him. When I come here, I sit. I don't come and inspect it. Will it last? This thing was brought from across the street. Seriously. And we cut some of it off in that other building to save money. We brought that soundproof from across the street to save money. That's what I do. That's why we don't lack. I don't have to inspect it. I know it's going to hold me. I trust this stage. When you got here, did you look under your seat, inspect the legs of your seat? That would have been funny. I might have come to you and said, "You okay?" You know. But you know, if I would have, you know, look and make sure. No, you just sat because you trust the chair. Huh? You trust it. You trust it. We trust the lighthouse. We trust Jesus in what he can do. And yet, we might have things that, yes, come against us as human beings. We have things that may come against us and try to harm us and try to bring destruction. You see, that's the enemy. The enemy. Now, we bring some things on ourselves, too. But the enemy is there, what? John 10:10, to steal, kill, and what? Destroy. Steal from us. To kill God's people spiritually, that we have no faith in Christ anymore, that we don't believe his word. You know, a lot of the church body doesn't believe his word if they bring it to church. And he wants to destroy. That's his aim. That's his desire for the body of Christ. He still thinks, and I know he's read Revelation. I know it because he hears God's people reading it. And I know he's read Revelations where he will be destroyed, where he will be thrown into the lake of fire. He will be destroyed in the end. He'll be held captive for 1,000 years and then ultimately after that, destroyed. He does not believe it. But you know what? It doesn't matter what he believes. It's what our God has done. And what we believe in our God. And what he can do in this next generation. What he can do in our hearts and in our lives. We trust him no matter what. No matter what's going on, that we trust him. Because he is the light of the world. And there's no other light except Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't be silent about the lighthouse. The God we serve. Don't be silent about him. Speak out when God says for you to speak out. Stand your ground when God says to stand your ground. Do what God wants you to do no matter what. Ask God to give you people to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. There's a lost and hurting world out there that needs to hear. They need to hear. Most of the church is lost too. Salvation in Christ. Proverbs chapter 3. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 3. A great, great verses. Look at verse 5 and 6. It says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, it didn't say this, and I'm going to just point this out. It didn't say trust in the Lord with all your mind. Because the mind a lot of play goes into the mind. You know, that's why God says renew it with the word. Think on things that are holy, pure, just, of good report, all those things. But he says this, trust the Lord, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means everything, the true you, to trust him. So don't, you know, you might say, well, you know, what if my mind, you know, sometimes I'm wishy-washy here or there. But then you get in that word and you become stable in the word of God. Stable in him. But it's, God is looking at the true you and I, the heart of man. The heart. Trust him with everything, your heart, your life. And I'm not talking about the thing that's pumping blood. I'm talking about the inner man on where God lives, the true us. To trust him no matter what. 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 To trust him no matter what goes on in your heart or in my life. That we trust him no matter what comes physically. That we trust him. Because he is king, he is Lord, and he knows what is best for us. Amen. All our hearts, let's read the rest. And lean not on your own understanding, the mind, oh my God. Don't lean on your own understanding at all. Lean on the understanding of the Word of God. The Word of God. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Acknowledging Him, and He shall direct your path. We have to trust our God with all our hearts, people. Everything. That doesn't mean you may not make mistakes, but you trust Him. And when you do make, when I say mistake, when you do whatever not right, get on your knees before God and call out to God and ask Him to forgive you. And when you get up, you're forgiven, okay? For everything. You know, the one thing I've seen with the church body is that they go to God, they ask for forgiveness, and then they keep bringing it up before God. Well, Lord, I did this 20 years ago. Can you please forgive me? And He's like, my God, do you not believe that the blood of Jesus is more powerful than our minds, and that sin or evil? That the blood of Jesus, when we ask forgiveness, it says that it is wiped away. It is done away. It's like you've never done it before. Now, we might have to pay the consequences of the things we've done. But God says the penalty is no more because I paid it on the cross. Hallelujah. We're free. We're free. We're free. We've been let loose by the power of the enemy. And the blood of Jesus sets us free by the power of Almighty God. As we trust in Him and we ask for forgiveness. And we ask God to help us to be overcomers. Blessed are the overcomers. Hallelujah. As we trust in Him and what He has done for us. You have to trust with your entire being that God has your back, that He will help you and take care of you. He knows what is best, but to truly embrace what He has planned for you, you have to fully trust. Our trust is not foolish, for our God is both faithful and good. In all our ways, acknowledge Him. Look to Him. No matter what goes on, we can believe this word or not. We can declare the praises of our God, or we cannot believe this word. We have to trust our God, people. Amen. That He is in control. He's not a liar. He does not lie. What He said in His word He would do, He will do. We may not be able to see it right now. We may not be able to see it, whatever. But I tell you what, God can put in our hearts by the future of faith to believe what His word has said it will be done. No matter what. He's not a liar at all. At all. Don't believe what the enemy says. Believe what the God, the King of Kings, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has said. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord from His word. We can trust no matter what. No matter what's going on. He will try to tell you that you're going to go into poverty. You're going to die with nothing. Let me tell you this. If you tithe and you give like the word says, God says that He will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon you and I. What word shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Because the report of the Lord is true no matter what. God says when we were healed by His blood that He shed upon Calvary's cross, we can take that and we can claim it for our lives. Like I tell people, you know, they'll say, well, you know, I need prayer for this. Physical healing. And I'll tell them, every time we have prayer, get up here and pray. Let them pray for you. What's wrong with that? You're trusting God. To say, Lord, I trust You. Today might be the day that You stir the waters. It could be today. And I don't want to miss out on You as You stir the waters on my behalf, Lord. Who knows what God will do? when He wants to do it. We can't make God do things. We can only trust Him and say, Lord, my life is in Your hands. I trust You no matter what's going on. That You are going to do whatever You want to do in Your timing. Because You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. Titus chapter 1 verse 2. Page 2113. 2113. God is not a liar, people. What He said He would do, He would do. Verse 2, chapter 1, it says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. In the comments on this, and I said, oh my God, which God, who cannot lie, says literally in the Greek, it says that He's an unliable God. He's unliable. That means He cannot lie at all. The devil will try to tell you that God will not do what His word says, but He is the liar and the liar of liars. And our God is the one that keeps the truth and plays against and runs against the word of God. Staying in the perimeters of the Word of God. Your God will never lie to you. Your God will be faithful to you no matter what. You can trust Him. You can trust Him. You can trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In Numbers chapter 23 verse 19, it talks about that again. That God is unliable. He cannot lie at all. Oh, they have it up. Good. Thank you. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Has He said and shall not be He not do it? Or has He spoken and shall He not make it good? Oh, my God. What God said He would do, He'll make it good, people. We can trust Him. Tangible ways to trust Him. Actively cast your cares on Him, people, constantly. Just cast your cares upon Him. Trust Him. Cast your cares upon Him. Cast your cares upon Him. Cast your cares upon Him. Because you're trusting in Him and nothing else. Cast your cares upon Him daily. No matter what. No matter what it is. If you feel lonely, you feel like nobody cares, you feel like whatever feelings you have, you cast upon Him. And let Him take care of those things. You're trusting Him. You're trusting Him. You're trusting Him. Plug into God's Word every day, people. Walk in obedience to Him. Find security and confidence in Him alone. And wait on the Lord and renew your hope. Wait on the Lord and renew your hope. The Scripture says, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Take some time, people. And wait on the Lord. And you're going to see. He's going to start speaking some things to your spirit and to your heart. And you're going to see God will give you a word that you need. Oh, God will give you the word that you need. God will give you the scripture that you need. God will give you the help that is needed to make the right decision and to do what is right, no matter what. That's the kind of God we serve. Zachariah and Elizabeth, they trusted God when a longing is unfulfilled. You might say, what longing was that? A child. They gave them John. Moses, trusting God when there is no way out. Trapped. And God made a way out. How many of us have ever felt trapped? Yeah. Don't raise your hand. Well, you can raise your hand. It doesn't matter. I know everybody has felt trapped. Like you didn't know what to do. You felt that if you turn back, you're going to be destroyed. If you look forward, you're going to be destroyed. If you look to the left or to the right, everything's going to come tumbling down. Just trapped by circumstances, trapped by life sometimes. But He is the lighthouse, people. He is the light. He is the one we can trust. He is the one that will give us life. He is the one that will lead us and guide us and help us through all situations in life. Moses felt trapped. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, trusting God no matter the outcome. That's a big one. Can you trust God not knowing the end result? Amen. I think, and I'm asking you these questions. I know you can. But I want you to think. Can you trust him without knowing the end result? Whatever he wants to do, trust him. Trust him. We want to pray to God one time and it happened. And I know, hey, I love it. I want that. And I've seen that happen. We've all seen that happen. And then we pray to God 100 times and still hadn't seen the result, huh? That's where trust comes in and faith in your God no matter what. Trust him like when you prayed one time, and trust him like when you prayed the 200th time about that other problem. And you keep on going and you trust him and saying, Father, my life is in your hands no matter what. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You won't let anything happen to me that you don't allow in my heart and in my life. So, Father, I will go with you. I will serve you. I will do everything I can to do your will in my heart and in my life. See, God is not looking for perfect people. There's none. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us. Maybe some have done more than others, but that's okay. If you turn to Jesus, that's the answer. But all have fallen short. All have sinned. All need a Savior. All need the blood of Jesus to cleanse us. There's no other way. We can go through the 20-point plan, the 10-point plan, the 5-point plan. It won't work. Because in a year from now, you'll be back where you were. But I tell you what, we can go to the 1-point plan. That's the lighthouse. I have a 1-point plan. His name is Jesus Christ. Yield to him. Get on your knees. Call out to your God. Let God do what he needs to do in your heart and life. He's the only one that can take out the desires of evil. The only one. Man can only mask it and get you through, but the desire is still there. He's the only one. We have a 1-point plan in this church. That's Jesus Christ, the lighthouse, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Yield yourself to him. We'll pray over you. Let God do what he needs to do. Get in his word. Consume that word. Get it in your heart. Get it in your life. Call upon him and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. He didn't say get your life right before you come to me. He didn't say that. He said call upon me. He didn't say repent before you call upon me. Nothing. All he says is call upon me. Get on the phone. Call him. Call out to your God. Call out to him. Let me tell you, when Peter was on that water, walking on that water, and he was doing a great job. I don't know of anybody else that has walked on water that I know of. They have that commercial. Y'all see that commercial where that waiter's walking on water, but there's stools, there's stuff on the bottom, you know, because the water's over it. Peter walked on water. My God, what a man. When he said, hey, if that's you, Lord, bid me to come. Well, okay. Look, when you put God to the test and you kind of do, God may call you to it. He said, Peter, come. And let me tell you, Peter, and I'm sure everybody else was looking, with that one leg. He said, wow, man. Put that other leg, got out that boat and started walking to Jesus on the water. Maybe God wants us to get out of our boat of life. See, there can never be selfishness in the child of God. You know what selfishness is? When you think of yourself only. Well, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to go through this situation? Just self. Not helping others. In the kingdom of God, selfishness has to go. It has to go. Has to. You know, you have to, in the kingdom of God, you got to put yourself last and say, Lord, whatever you want to do, Lord, I'm ready. Whatever. And put yourself, let that selfishness go. You might say, well, do I have selfishness? Ask the Lord. I mean, even myself, I'm, Lord, help us. Help us not to be a selfish people that we look after our own interests all the time. You know, that we look out for the interests of others at other times. Helping that we become the stepping stone for others to grow in their walk with Christ instead of a stumbling block. A stepping stone that they could be do what God wants them to do. Letting God be what He wants to be. Trust the Lord, people. Naomi and Ruth, trusting God when you feel alone. Can you imagine, people? I know we read about that and we go through that flippantly. She lost her husband, she lost her sons, and they were looking for grain, and you know, Boaz, you know, helped, and trusting God when you feel alone. Can you imagine losing all that? That's hard. But trusting Him no matter what, He's still in control, people. I know many people have lost dearly loved ones close to them. And that's a difficult situation. But I tell you what, God knows how to help. God knows how to bring comfort as we trust in Him no matter what. As we trust in Him no matter what. Jacob, trusting God when you've messed up, Jacob. Esther, trusting God to act even when you're afraid. Can you imagine that? Trusting God to act even when you're afraid, Esther. What a great woman of God. God said, we wouldn't be afraid. He just said, don't let that being afraid stop you from doing what God wants you to do. That's the problem. That's the problem. When God calls you to do something, you do it. You do it. Look, the more you do something, the better you'll get. That's how it goes. God knows that. Don't let circumstances stop you from accomplishing what God wants. Keep trusting in Him and let Him do what He needs to do in your heart and in my heart and in your life and in my life. Letting God do those things. Letting God do those things. I want you to turn to Isaiah, last verse here, Isaiah 55, page 1202. Look at verse 8. I know you know these verses. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen. We write. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Listen to me. Look this way. We are not on par with God. Amen. Zero. I don't care what man or what woman says they know more than God or they're equal part of God. You cast them aside and you leave them alone because something's wrong. We can know His word. We can know what, you know, everything about His word. We can study it. But it says that His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We are so far below him. We need him to give us his thoughts. We need him to give us his ways. Because he knows what he's doing. We need the wisdom of God as we trust in the lighthouse, in what God can do and do in our hearts, in our lives. That's a powerful verses, people. Very powerful. It strikes to the core of pride and arrogance in humanity. Because you know, hey, you know there are some people who believe that they are gods. I'm going, oh my God. That they are on par with God, that we're all gods and he's their gods. We're not gods. We're fallen humanity, saved by grace, saved by the blood of Jesus. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. Trust him like never before. Trust him like never before. Nowadays, you have to trust him to go to the store. Nowadays, when you park at the and pump some gas, you got to trust him. Say, hey, Lord, I trust you no matter what. God, you will make a way where there seems to be no way. He's the only God that can bring bread and meat to the prophet when there was none. See, he's the one that can bring bread and meat to us when there seems to be none. That's the kind of God we serve, people. Hallelujah. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We trust in him no matter what, no matter what's going on in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Would you please stand if you don't mind?